My name's Alex Webb. I'm here on the behalf of the Wellcome Trust. It's the 9th of September 2009. Could you please state your full name, your date of birth, and where you come from?
My name's Alex Beveridge, 23rd of the 10th, 1971. I live in Hampstead in London.
So when did you first hear about the project?
I think I heard about it on the telly or read about it in the newspaper. I can't quite remember.
Cool. Yeah. And what inspired you to take part in it?
Well, I came down to see it, and then I thought I'd pop into the production office and see if I could do it. And I put myself down as a reserve plinther, mm-hmm. and then got it, much to my shock,
yeah.
And horror. But yeah.
Yeah. So, what were your emotions when you?
Well, at first I was like thinking I was trying to avoid it. I was like, oh my god, because I'd sort of done it, and I told a lot of people I'd done it, but I didn't think I'd actually get on there. Mm-hmm. So now I'm sort of being forced to. To do something, but no, it's good. It's all good. It's all good.
So, what do you plan to do with your own?
I'm going to retire for now, because no one's really going to get to retire till they're in their late 70s of our generation, of the younger generation. So, I figure I'm going to take an hour's retirement while I've still got a decent amount of money, and I'm just going to enjoy it. Yeah, just enjoy the view from there, and that's what I'm doing.
So what are the reasons for that? I mean, is it just
kind of
pressures? Is it?
Well, it's also political and politicians have failed to get to grips with the issue of helping people to save to retire. So basically, people aren't saving enough, and they're not going to be able to retire financially afford to till they're very, very old now, and then probably not very comfortably. So that's unfortunately where we're headed.
Okay. Mm. Could you tell us a little bit about your background and where you come from and just a little bit more about you?
Yeah, sure. I'm a journalist. I write for some trade titles. I cover pensions and investments, so cover a lot of city stuff. I've been very busy with the financial crisis and everything. Yeah. Originally born in South Africa and then lived in the Northwest, lived in Liverpool for many years and then moved down to London in 2001.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did you study?
I studied politics and communication studies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Oh, and I'm married and I'm expecting my first child.
Really?
On the 31st of October.
Wow.
Halloween.
Halloween, okay. It's going to be a shocker.
Well, he probably won't turn up then.
Yeah. That's great. And what's most important in your life at the moment, would you say?
Probably the impending birth of young,
sure.
Young Henry Beveridge.
Great. And with Anthony Gormley's work,
yeah,
are you a follower of his pieces?
Not avidly, but you know, yeah, I'm aware of the stuff that he's done. It's pretty it's pretty powerful stuff. So I wouldn't say I'm massive into the arts, but I do take an interest in it.
Have you been involved in the performing arts before?
I used to be in a band for many years. I was in a sort of techno punk band for 7 years, and called Ism. And then eventually realised I wasn't going to become a pop star, so I got a sort of grown up job.
So what actually happened with that? So did you release any records?
Yeah, we released an album, some singles, and we had a video that was on MTV.
Okay.
And John Peel used to play us a lot, and it was good. Yeah.
So that, I mean, that contrasted now. I mean, you had what was your life back like then? You know, what was it like?
It was a lot wilder.
Partying
and stuff like that. But after a while, it got to a point where it was like, I felt my brain going to mush. I wanted to challenge myself intellectually a little bit more. So the job that I do now definitely does that. It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And politics was something you were interested in from a young age?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So that's why I studied at uni and sort of communications and media and stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay, cool. And any hopes and fears about going on the plinth? Can you tell us about?
I'm a little worried that everybody might come out a bit drunk from the football, that might be quite interesting to deal with. I don't know. It sort of all come around really quickly because I was only phoned on, I think it was Monday night, it's all sort of happened really quickly. I've not really had time to think about it. I've been so busy. I just hope I get to enjoy it. I'm sure it's going to be a wonderful view there. Hopefully have a few friends there. I'm not planning on saying anything, but I expect I probably will end up having a chat with a few people. And just gonna enjoy myself there, and just hope. I suppose you worry about whether you're gonna do something embarrassing, but I can't really see that. You know what I mean?
I mean, how do you think you'll interact with the audience out there if you do perhaps get some hecklers coming to you?
I'll just explain it, but you know, there's nothing I can do if people want to be weird with it. What can you do, really? You know. So yeah, I'm comfortable with that. You know, I'm putting myself up there. I've got to be able to take the flag.
If you were to describe yourself, who you are, what would you say?
Right now, I'm a journalist, father to be, love reading, music, and that's me. Yeah.
What got you into journalism initially?
I just always enjoyed writing, I just wanted to report on stuff. I just wanted to be involved. It's also a great ticket for meeting quite high level, quite interesting, quite intelligent people without having to be as intelligent as them.
Sure.
Yeah.
So who have you come across then in your work?
Mainly sort of financial, and politicians and stuff like that. So the old pensions ministers and people like that. And
great. And then when you're promoting this kind of, you're raising this awareness.
Yeah.
I mean, are you going to do that through also just with some kind of displays, or you're just going to simply, it's just the act of me retiring
for an hour, and if people want to ask me about it, I might tell them about it. But if not, they can always go online. I've put it on the website.
Great.
So yeah.
Cool. And do you think staying on the plinth will have an impact on you, perhaps?
On me personally?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope so. I'm doing it. I want to, I like to shake things up now and then. So yeah, I'm sure it will be. It's good. It's good to take yourself out of your comfort zone, and I think this will well and truly do that. Yeah.
And then, do you think this project is a good representation of kind of where we are at the moment?
What
the
we as what Britain or? Possibly.
What do you think it represents, the project as a whole?
I like the fact that it's sort of a kind of power to the people kind of project where anyone can have a go. I don't know about it being completely representative of where we are today, because it's representative of people who are either crazy or have got, enough courage, or are attention seeking or whatever. It's a representative of those people who want to get up and be seen for doing that, so you could get you could discuss sort of psychology on that, but it's representative of the people who would like to do that. And it's also actually very representative of people who've got causes, who feel strongly about stuff. So is it representative of everybody in the country? Probably not, but a big swathe of them. Yeah, sorry.
sorry. That's great. And you say you've had no involvement in the arts previous to this.
Apart from my music. Yeah.
But not in like kind of fine arts context.
No, nothing in fine arts context. No,
okay.
No.
That's great. Well, but anyway, that's the end of the interview. So
okay.
Thanks a lot.
No
thanks
problem.
A lot.
Thank
Cheers.
You. Thanks, Alex.